That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, for those of you lounging around at leisure, you'll be glad to know that the Senate finally got off its stuff and extended unemployment benefits through the end of June, which means essentially that they will have to put up more money to carry on, and everybody who is in long-term unemployment at that point will have to reapply. It's an $18 billion passage. It also includes a sort of makeup to doctors who were looking at a 20% pay cut on Medicare patients. That money has been restored to the medical budget, if you will. Kyrgyzstan's president finally threw in the towel, headed for Kazakhstan next door, and resigned his post. The opposition of whatever that is in Kyrgyzstan is claiming that they're in charge. The military may decide to compete for power in the situation. Meanwhile, our air base there, which is considered a keystone to our resupply program in Afghanistan, is shut down. No flights in or out. Interestingly, that is going to complicate what's going on at the moment, which is we are reinforcing our special forces units of all sorts over there, many thousands. Most of what is now the surge are going to be special ops units that will essentially be hunting for our enemies through Afghanistan rather than attempting to conquer and control it. That whole thing about Cal State Stanislaw and Sarah Palin and what the price, et cetera, was going to be, and Jerry Brown's investigating it. Well, it turns out that Cal State Stanislaw isn't doing it. What's doing it is a 501c3 fundraising foundation for Cal State Stanislaw, which expects, according to their leader, to turn a net profit of around $200,000 on Sarah Palin's appearance, which says something about the Tulare County audience, I would say. That volcano in Iceland is shutting down air travel in northern Europe, has shut down air travel. There are no planes flying in or out of England, most of France, Germany, as far south as Berlin and now Frankfurt, according to the latest post, all of Scandinavia, and the dust plume is now expected to catch the winds from the latest storm system and sweep up through Poland and the western portions of Russia. It's going to be nasty. It isn't, I mean, what it is at the moment, it's not killing anybody or anything, but it means that there's no air travel. And believe me, the Northern Europe is a hub for, I would say, two-thirds of world air travel. It's going to be interesting to see how long this goes on, because it could be a couple of weeks. Last time there was a disruption like this was September 12th and the shutdown after that. Other news of note and interest, President Obama has issued an executive order that any and all hospitals or health facilities using federal monies will immediately cease and desist from keeping the same-sex couples, whether married or not, from being involved in each other's health care at the hospital. If you've got somebody who's dying and it's your long-term partner and you can't even visit, that was considered to be a little bit inhumane, the president taking executive action rather than waiting for Congress to clean up that problem. Salmon season. Hello, Moss Landing. You got a little bit of time on the deal this month. It'll be the first week of July. You'll have open fishing for commercial salmon. Then it shuts down to heavy restrictions everywhere except off Fort Bragg. This is the first time in 3 years that we'll have a salmon season of any size, but this one with the restrictions, etc., is not going to bring very many people back into the fleet. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio. On Is It Really Friday? Stay tuned.